a bit.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're now joining us for the first episode of Triple Bypass.
Yay!
Joy Radio's first bisexual show. Firstly, thanks to the guys from Our House about real estate. I have to admit, not quite at the age to be worrying about that just yet. But my co-host maybe. Again, Triple Bypass, I'm Ruby.
And I'm Anthony.
And I'm Christina.
Welcome to the show, everyone.
So we're here because we are all bisexual. Pink, who just played, is bisexual.
And we haven't established that. We've just decided that she is.
We're claiming her.
We are.
She's ours now.
Yeah.
It's a big club.
It is. It's bigger than you'd expect. I think there's a few people that we should like step in and claim. Freddie Mercury. He's ours.
Yeah.
He's
Sia.
Ours.
She's ours.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people out there who actually identify as bisexual and may not feel comfortable to do so. So we are here to provide a space to make that okay for everyone. So what's all this bisexual business about?
I know. Turns out we're real. Like,
we exist. We are a thing that happens.
For me, I kind of like it was a word that I knew growing up. So when I realized that I'd liked boys for a long time and then I had a crush on a girl, I was like, oh, I'm bisexual. I knew the word and I knew that it was a thing that existed. Not everyone seemed to. I definitely got a few people being like, that's not a real thing, Ruby.
Yeah. There's a lot of skepticism, particularly from non-bisexuals as well.
Yeah.
But even as a bisexual, I know when I was younger growing up, and I always considered myself straight for a very long time, and this was just some activity I'd engage in very privately from time to time that I didn't really think I had to put a label to. But I guess the label became more and more important the more other people almost expected that of me. So, yeah.
What about you? When did you have the, wow, I might not just be...
I started having thoughts, naughty thoughts about ladies when I was probably about five. My first crush was Wonder Woman. Oh,
yeah,
my
good
God.
Crush. That,
Lucy Lawless?
Good crush.
No. Linda Carter, way back. Oh. Before your time, dear.
I was born in the 70s.
Yeah, I remember feeling funny in my pants when I saw Wonder Woman up on the screen. So I was like, what does this mean? But didn't actually understand that there was a thing called bisexuality. It was always gay or lesbian because, again, I was born in the 70s. So when I finally realised that, oh, yeah, I am actually attracted to women, but I'm also attracted to men. What is that? I guess that's, oh, it's bisexuality. Oh, okay, one of those. Yeah, and I've kind of, it's been a long, drawn-out process over the last 20 years.
One of those, I think, is actually a pretty common reaction. I think the term was kind of exploding, like, when I came out, which is, like, in 2006, 2008. And, like, it was also people, like, you know, like, if you say you're bisexual, prove it. And stuff like that, like, it's just a fact. Right. Like, you're just doing it, like, everyone's saying they're bisexual now. They're just doing it to be cool. I was just like...
Yeah. What was your term, Anthony?
Well, I had someone say to me, oh, buy now, gay later, sort of thing. So, and I actually, that's what I thought this was a stepping stone to gay because this is one of the perceptions out there.
Yeah.
But I thought, hang on, when's this phase that everyone's telling me about going to end? Because, you know, this is a pretty bloody long phase.
It's been a while now.
Yeah.
No, I think, yeah, it's interesting, this idea of it being a phase, but also, of course, like, if you identify as bisexual and then realise you're gay or straight later, that's fine.
Yes.
Totally. Like, you know, you can leave. It's all right.
Yes. But one of the beauties...
We're not a cult.
One of the beauties about identifying as bisexual for me is because it really messes with people's heads, and I love messing with their heads. I do all sorts of things with it, particularly if I'm in a relationship with a cisgendered female and I turn up to a party and then everyone thinks, oh, straight, okay, so that was just a phase. Next thing you know, they come out with me and they see me doing all sorts of naughty things to a guy on the dance floor. I mean, that really messes with their heads. That's what I like to do.
I like to look like a cisgendered straight woman and then talk about my wife and see looks on people's faces, and then I mention my ex-boyfriends and see looks on people's faces and just go,
Yeah, no, it's always fun to kind of bring up, like, you know, oh, yeah, when I was dating this guy and then when I was dating this girl, they're like, hang on a second.
Yeah.
Did you just... Yes. But you just said you were dating a girl, so you were dating... Yes. I like both of them.
But I guess I understand their confusion because we live in a culture where we need to sort of define things so clearly, and then if we sort of throw something into the mix that sort of confuses that for people, it sort of unsettles people.
Well, I think as well, for a long time, if you were dating or if you were attracted to someone of the same sex, even if you're also attracted to someone of the opposite sex, that was all people were going to see you as and call you. So if you were ever going to date a woman, that was your life like now.
Yeah.
Because that was all society was ever going to see you as.
Yes. Yeah.
And so I can see why then people did cling to, like, you know, did really want these strong identities of, like, you know, lesbian and gay, because they were fighting against so much. But yeah, now we're kind of like looking into the spectrum all in the middle.
Yes, yes. And I think that being bisexual is something that is just like, I mean, we're constantly coming out, aren't we? Because we're often defined by the partner we have rather than our own identity. So I think in that sense, I think we're coming out perhaps more than other people who might identify as the G or the or the L. That seems to be fairly consistent for them with the sort of gender that they have relationships with.
People kind of form ideas of you being like, of me being gay or straight, depending on who I'm dating. And then when that stops in the next breath, they're like, whoa!
Yes. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, mind splinting.
Have you changed your mind?
No, no. Yeah, I got that. Have you guys been asked that much? Like, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I change my mind all the time, but it's not about my sexual orientation. It's about whether I want to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
No, I get that. It's just that whole thing of like, maybe it's just waiting and like just weighing it up. It's like, no, I've decided. Everyone's great.
I love everyone.
Yeah. That always, like, I'm too good to like withhold myself from one half of the population is the other thing I have heard people bisexual say, which I think is pretty great.
Do you know what I actually, when I got together with my now wife, she asked me, what is bisexuality? And I said, well, for me, actually, it's, I didn't want to limit my experience of love. Nice. I'm going to get really stoppy with you guys now.
That's nice.
Talk about love and rainbows and puppy dogs. But no, really, it was when I was younger, in my teenage years, it wasn't about getting married and having babies. It was finding that person that I could truly connect with, be with on a soul level. And when I realized I was attracted to women, I was like, well, why do I need to choose? Because I can experience this feeling of love with either male or female, and that makes me extremely blessed in a way. It's difficult, don't get me wrong.
Yes.
People are dickheads sometimes, but on the whole, it was like, this has just opened up a world for me that I can fall in love and experience love with whomever I want.
Yes.
As long as it's consenting, obviously.
It almost makes it worth having both the straights and the gays think we're distrustworthy, like cheaters. No, but like, but you're right. Like, I think there is something really lovely and just being able to like look at a room full of people and be like, any one of you could be my partner.
Yeah.
Or like watching, you know, the new Star Wars and just being overwhelmed by how attracted you are to all of the cast.
Yes. My goodness.
It's like the lottery we didn't even know we'd entered.
Totally. It's having a taste of everything in the buffet. Like, I love it. You know, it's great.
I can have fish and steak.
Yeah.
Excellent.
But look, we're hoping this show can be for even non-bi people. We might be able to perhaps educate some people on some of our own processes. I mean, we can't pretend to speak for all bisexual people, but there are some things that are similar for all of us. There are some often judgments and comments we might all be very familiar with.
Common experiences.
Yeah. So, but definitely for bisexual identifying people out there, you know, we're here for you. We'd love for you to get involved.
Now, I've been looking at this article for 24 celebrities who you probably didn't know are bisexual. And I knew some of them. Firstly, Angelina Jolie. May I just say thank you, world. I mean, she's married. I understand that, but thank you.
Yeah, but she did this thing where she put this article out and she's like, yeah, I used to be bisexual, which was kind of like, okay.
She abandoned us?
She abandoned us.
Well, you know, she is like my bi role model, because I wish I was with Brad Pitt too. So, like, she's kind of cool.
And Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, I knew that one.
She's so cool. Of course, she's bisexual.
Apparently, I look like Drew Barrymore.
If you can see through the radio, you'd know that this is totally true.
Oh, yeah. I do have a face for radio.
Alan Cumming and Amy Winehouse.
New Alan Cumming. Didn't know about Amy Winehouse.
Didn't know about Amy either.
Amy Winehouse can do no wrong by me. So the fact that I know she was bisexual, she's just even better.
She seemed like a very loving person, so it doesn't surprise me that she opened that up to everybody. Anna Paquin.
Yeah, I knew that.
From True Blood. Andy Dick.
I'm sorry.
And actually, no, he had something that I thought was quite interesting. So he said he's often assumed to be gay, but he said to the Washington Post, just because I've been with guys and I'm bi doesn't mean I'm gay. It's definitely true. My sexuality does not change to be with my partner.
Mm. Well, that is a good point. I think, and this is very general, but I think when cisgendered men identify as bi, they tend to be viewed as they're really gay. They're not quite ready to go there. And perhaps, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but perhaps when cisgendered women identify as bi, there's often a perception that they're just doing it perhaps just to excite heterosexual men.
Yeah, or just to, saw like, this thing on Facebook, of all places, where I get most of my news and information. but it was a meme basically that said bisexual women are assumed to be straight but pretending, bisexual men are assumed to be gay but pretending. Why is the focus always on their attraction to men?
Yeah, and like the idea is like the default is that we're attracted to men and doing something to,
yeah.
I guess for me, I was told by a young lesbian when I was like 17 that lesbian girls didn't want to date bisexual girls because there was a good chance we'd change our minds because we were going through a phase.
Yes.
And so they didn't want to have to go through that.
I've had, I don't want to date a bisexual woman because she's going to cheat on me with a man.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we have to have two relationships going at all
obviously.
Times. Because you have, like, you know, the guy and the girl in your life at all
yeah,
times.
Yeah, in order to be a true bisexual.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, there's this preference to heterosexuality. We live in a heteronormative world. The people. There must be this sort of kind of learnt sort of tendency that that's where it's going to end up at some point.
It's just more like it's just people just assume the preferences. More people are attracted to men than attracted to women or more. Mm. So, like, men are more likely to be attracted to men than they are to be men and women, almost. You know, like, I find it weird because, like, I know that Katy Perry did not help with that, like, you know, I kissed
God,
girls.
I want to stab her in the face.
And, like, at first it was great because it got me, like, a lot of kisses. So, you know, I didn't want to complain too much. But it was also just, like, you're singing that you've got a boyfriend, so you're just doing it because you want him to see it.
And it's sexy to him.
Right,
yeah.
So it perpetuates that thing that we were just talking about.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And, like, also, like, I never really got why straight guys or bi guys, like, find two girls kissing, like, arousing, especially because, like, if two girls are generally kissing, then you're not invited.
Look, I find two girls kissing quite arousing, yes. Just putting that out there.
Well, we all want what
I find kissing generally quite arousing.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
We all want what we can't have. Maybe there's a little bit of that too. But there's that male entitlement thing as well.
Oh, like, yeah. And the male gaze thing, you know.
Yeah. But I think it's all like some straight guys just like they just don't want any dick involved, like, you know, in their porn. Like, no, yeah. No. Yeah. What if I accidentally turn into a gay if I see one?
Yes.
What if I see it and I like it?
Yes. So there's that predisposition already there that they love cock. They're just not ready to, you know.
Yeah. So if they see cock, they're just going to be like, yeah.
So any guys out there who are afraid of that sort of thing, I'm very gentle and I'm very slow. I will take it slowly with you. So. Don't be shy.
Aw,
that's so kind. What a lovely service. No idea how to actually respond.
No. Except to say I respect you more and more the longer I spend time with you.
Did you guys kind of like go in and out of thinking? Like I went, like, you know, I was like, okay, I'm bisexual. And then I went through a lot of phases of thinking like maybe I am straight and this was just something I was doing. Probably didn't help that my therapist suggested I might be dating girls to fulfill some need I had for affection.
Oh, get it.
So that really? Like, you know, but like, you know, this was just one of like a series. So it took like maybe 5 or 6 years to actually nail it down and say, no, I am definitely sure that I like everybody.
I've never, ever identified as straight ever in my life.
Do you think that was, I mean, I'm going to say the word easy. I don't know, it's not easy, but I'm just wondering about ambivalence, for, you know, I guess for some bisexual people who sort of grapple with the pressure of sort of having to decide. But you're saying you were always sure that you weren't heterosexual.
I would swing between bi and gay, and gay. Even when I was in relationships with men, I was engaged to marry a man and I was still like, I'm not entirely sure that I can...
It's like the exact opposite of what they think of bisexual women, though. Because it's like, you're going to leave and marry a guy. Well, I suppose also is because you're going to leave and marry a guy because you can. And that's also a thing. There was the idea of why would you choose to keep going down a path that cannot have a legal communion when you can have it with a guy.
Right.
Like, if some of the people you can marry and some of them you can't, it's hard to, like, I'm not sure, but maybe that makes it harder for them to see it as bisexual people being able to see the relationships as equal or of equal chance of succeeding. I don't know.
Well, it was never taken seriously.
Yeah.
It was in my relationships with guys, it was like, you know, your eye is always drifting towards women. I'm like, well, yeah, because women are hot. In a relationship with a woman, they're always like, oh, you're going to miss the dick. And I'm like, well, no more than I miss somebody else's vagina.
Like,
and
I'm
you can buy them.
Say, like,
right.
You know, well, put them on. Strap them in. Let's go for a ride. Woo!
Yeah. I guess, but though, for me, I mean, I guess one of the myths about bisexuality is about, you're just confused. in some ways that was actually true for me, not so much confusion, but like I said earlier about ambivalence, constantly wondering, you know, am I going to miss being with the gender too much, and what will that mean for my relationship or how I devote myself to this person? And I guess this is an ongoing thing. And I've accepted that ambivalence is something I also have a relationship with, and that's okay.
Yeah. No, for sure.
But I think you can have, in any relationship, gay, straight, bi or otherwise, you can have that ambivalence of, and it's not just to do with gender, it's to do with the person. Can I be with this person for the rest of my life if you believe in lifelong relationships? Yeah. Or, but like I said, it's no more than you miss anybody else's genitalia. Yeah. It is about the relationship itself. I think gender's really got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, but I guess for me, I guess spiritually and psychologically and even sexually, the fullest expression of my bisexuality is I actually do not believe in monogamy. I value polyamory, and this is a space that I found that I can not. It's not even. I wonder, you know, how much is it about bisexuality or about how much I want to express myself in relationship with other people, which means not just a dyad, you know, relationship with one other person. Mm.
I think there's definitely, like, as we kind of do break away from having to be sticking to gay and lesbian and actually look at all the different shades in between when it comes to things, like, there is the questioning of, like, you know, monogamy is historically how we've done things, but, you know, historically we've been doing things pretty terribly in a lot of ways, you know.
Yes.
And especially, like, you know, we live for a lot longer now. Like, I don't identify as polyamorous, but, like, I do know that if you get married at 25 now, you're with someone for 60 years. It used to be 30 at most.
Yes.
Before my current relationship, I identified as polyamorous because of that whole I want to experience love in its truest form kind of thing. And when my wife and I got together, she sort of said, I believe in monogamy. And I said, okay, I'll give it a go. And to be honest, it hasn't been hard. And we've been together like 2.5 years now, and it hasn't been hard at all. Probably because I've found the one.
Yes.
For me, being polyamorous was also a full expression of my bisexuality, and particularly through my 20s, I felt it was really, really important to have that because I struggled so much with my identity and my sexuality and what I felt comfortable doing that it was like, I'm just going to love everyone all the time.
Well, it can feel almost like slippery sometimes. Like, and like, I suppose for me, I felt like if I wasn't feeling exactly 50-50 attraction, it wasn't real,
right,
or I was faking.
Yeah.
And of course, now I'm older and I realise that, you know, that kind of changes a lot, also depending, like, I've been dating my partner for over a year now, and because she's a girl, I'm quite attracted to people who remind me of her and qualities that remind me of her, which are generally feminine qualities.
Right.
But if you're a woman and you're attracted to men 20% of the time and women 80% of the time, you're still bisexual. It's not like
I'm a 70-30 yes. girl. Yeah. 70 towards girls, 30 towards boys.
Yeah. What do you think?
If I'm going to put a number on it, it'll be 50-50. But
that's great.
I think that's the question for me anyway, perhaps for other people who identify as bisexual, but how do I fully express my bisexuality when we're so worried about being defined as one way based on the gender of our partner that when I've been with women, I tend to find myself acting a bit more camp and go to gay clubs and I can be a bit queenie. My inner diva shines through and people will think this guy definitely does not get with women. I mean, this is the biggest homo in Melbourne. And I think that, and there's something about that, I think if I'm in a relationship with a woman that I need to, and that's the only way I guess I can sort of understand it for myself or sort of connect with my bisexuality. But you know, being with women or guys or whatever, I just act like I'm like a bit of a queen once in a while.
Do you know, I actually have a friend who tends to fall in love with gay men. And I was talking to her the other day and I said, why don't you just get a bisexual boyfriend? Get a bisexual boyfriend who's not afraid to be a queen, and then you've got your gay man in your bed. She's like, oh, I didn't even think of that. Yes. Like, no, you didn't, did
no,
you?
No, we are fabulous.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
One of the things I struggled with a bit with being bisexual is this idea of, like, you know, if I'm attracted to someone who's trans, is that like a difference of the two bi genders? But I guess the way I've chosen to interpret bisexuality is people like myself and people not like myself in the two for the bi, which means that could be anybody. There's a lot of people who are not like me. There's people who are like me. I've definitely been attracted to people who don't identify strictly as one gender or the other. So people either like gender fluid or gender queer. I'm not sure. Have you guys had those experiences?
I'm going to tell you a story, actually. My wife, she has recently competed in a drag competition, so she's a drag king, and I found myself ridiculously attracted to Justin, who is her male persona, and realised that I don't care what's between your legs. If you're hot, I'll like ya.
Yeah, got it.
So
So, yeah, I've definitely had those moments of being very attracted to trans people.
Absolutely.
Or yeah. You know, gender fluid people or whatever. It's just like, yeah, you got the thing going on. I'm going to get on you.
You got that thing. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah.
Because I've got friends who are drag queens and they... And one of my good friends who I know well as a boy, I guess, and when he dresses in drag, like incredibly two very different people almost, the characteristics, the energy, the behaviour. Mm. And it's almost like it is two different people. For him, it's a performance. But I always think, because I almost had a relationship with him, you know, kind of went pear-shaped. But I like the idea of the fact that it added so much colour and...
So you would be in a relationship with two people, yeah, with one person.
And yeah.
And two that, for the price of one.
And that, perfect. Fits, that fits with my polyamory value. So
yeah.
That's really cool. I like the idea of that.
I haven't had much to do. I'm really glad to hear there's a drag king scene. I wasn't that aware of it. Mm. That's really cool.
It is really cool. There's some really hot girly boys out there. And I'm
into androgyny a lot, especially because I was coded, like I was told very frequently as a young person I was coded as a straight girl. Like if I didn't cut my hair and get some proper boots, no one was ever going to think that I like girls. So, you know, girls would never know. And I think that's always the issue with bisexual girls, is because it's just like, is she, isn't she? I can't tell, because, you know, there isn't like the really obvious clothing codes that I guess we kind of grew up thinking about, which, you know, you grow up and you realize they're totally stereotypical and people dress in all kinds of ways. But there is that thing, I think, as I've got really short hair now, and that I feel like, you know, that kind of has opened up my ability for people to notice that, oh, by the way, I'm totally queer. Chances are, with this hair, I probably like ladies too.
That's really interesting, that kind of how you present yourself in terms of how much femininity or masculinity that you have can portray your sexuality. I'm quite feminine. So when I go into a gay club, if I was single, and when I first came out on the scene back in, you know, last century, coming into a gay club wearing a dress with long hair and makeup on, I would not get looked at all. If I was looked at, it was kind of like, what the hell are you doing here?
Oh, straight girl, what are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, and exactly. I'm like, I like the pussy. Can they give me the pussy?
No, I definitely, like, I felt like, yeah, there was, like, I did have to kind of change the way I wanted to present myself. And as I've grown older, I felt differently about how I wanted to dress, and that's changed. But for a long time, I really liked wearing dresses, and I really liked having long hair and wearing makeup. And I felt that not being able to have that, and like that somehow being dishonest to my sexuality, was a bit unfair, really. What about you?
Yeah, the processes are interesting about, you know, how we sort of, what we wear, what we do with our physical appearance, and, you know, what we're trying to express by doing that. And I think that's part of the journey, isn't it? As we learn to get comfortable with our bisexuality and how we want to express it, as opposed to who we're attracting and sort of how other people are making sense of it. It's all part of it, I think.
You just wait till you hit your 30s and you just don't care anymore. I don't care. I'll dress how I want to dress. Right now I'm wearing a sexy kind of see-through jumper and tracky pants. So get your image makers around that.
Yeah. Wow. I'm wearing leggings and a singlet.
And she's looking hot. Aww. I was going to say, okay. And so is Anthony. He's really hot too.
it's great because we're all really, you can say, yeah, I'm actually, you both are very attractive people. Aww. I can say that sincerely.
Well, thank you, darling. That means a lot, considering I've just turned 40, so that compliment really
you
helps.
You have not. Where are your wrinkles?
I have.
I'm 39. I hate you.
Yeah. Well,
I'm 25.
Go away.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm turning 26 this Saturday.
Well, my wife is 12 years younger than me, so you're only as young as the buns you feel.
My goodness. One of the reasons I'm so excited about this show is because I often feel that the LGBT-coded spaces, like, you know, a lot of universities will have those spaces now, queer spaces.
Yes.
I've never really felt comfortable, especially like unless I was actively dating someone of the same sex, I always felt like I was going to be questioned, or like people would think I was like a hanger-on.
A sense of legitimacy. If you walk into a queer space with a partner of the same sex, then, you know, you're a member of the in-group. But if you don't, then there's almost like, I know for me, I'm compelled to sort of, there's a lot of convincing to do. There's a lot of explanations. Mm. I thought you were gay. And like, I find myself constantly having to sort of explain it.
Yeah, I find like I'd mention, or if I was talking to people, I'm like, oh, he's really cute. And I'd just be like this look of, well, I wouldn't know. It's like, I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm just pointing out that I think he's cute. Like, yes. Like, yes. I also think she's cute.
Yeah.
And they're cute. And N's cute. Like, I'm just... But there was that, when you said something that they could no longer directly relate to, there was that kind of shutdown.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
So talking about the spaces, I think having, you know, now that LGBT has kind of become the thing, the official lingo, appropriate lingo, I suppose now it's also LGBTIQ or LGBTIA as well. Mm-hmm. But the fact that we now have, rather than gay and lesbian, LGBT is pretty big. Firstly, I'd like to thank the bisexuals that came before us, that got us in there.
Yes, let's acknowledge them.
Thank you for that B, guys. We treasure it.
Yes.
I'm going to get a big B tattooed on one part of my body. I'm lying, but I thought I'd say that to make you all feel good.
Do you have any tattoos?
Well, why
I have six.
Have so six tattoos?
I have six tattoos.
I have two.
I'm obviously more of a hardcore bisexual than you are.
That's true. I should return my card. What about you, Anthony?
Well, there's lots to be said for the B and how people feel about it, how they connect
tattoos.
To it. And the tattoos. I'm all for a bee tattoo. I have to show my loyalty to the bees. But I mean, some people have an issue with the label. Some people who might identify as bisexual at one point or still do and don't necessarily want to attach themselves too heavily with the bee because it might cut out all sorts of other ways they choose to express themselves. Sometimes we can feel even pigeonholed in the bee. So
yeah, there's a lot of argument, discussion happening right now, I think, kind of across the generations about what we need to call ourselves. Because when you do have acronyms, the way I feel about it is when you're using letters, you're going to have to keep on adding them because people will feel left out. And we don't want anyone to feel excluded. Yes. That's the point. So now you know we have LGBT, but then people what about intersex people and asexual people and agender people? You know, they need to be included too.
Yes.
What about queer people? You know, people who identify as genderqueer, they need to be included too. And then it starts to get longer and longer and people don't know which is the most up-to-date version. And then people get offended. And people who are trying quite earnestly to be respectful don't know which version they're supposed to use.
And I think that's a great point because even when, we talked about having to give information to people and let them know and sort of educate them on our identity. And I think, that's part of being an activist, really. I mean, it's very easy, I think, for me to get upset at someone sort of misidentifying me. But I think the other part of it is that there's an opportunity there to educate them, like the bees before us have.
Yes.
You know, I've actually got absolutely no problem with being asked questions about anything. I mean, my life is pretty much an open book.
I think if you're asking questions, you're showing an interest in learning, and
exactly.
That's all I think I could ask for from someone who wants to genuinely learn.
I don't necessarily believe it's my responsibility in order to educate all the people about what it is to be bisexual, but if you care enough, ask away. My God, there's no such thing as a stupid question.
That's not entirely true. I was once asked when I came out if I was turned on by my own body because it was a woman's body.
Okay, that's a really stupid question.
Yeah, so I would say,
I recant. Yeah. There is such thing as a stupid question. Don't be a dickhead.
Yeah, and I think about bisexuality, some of the questions can end up. Do you guys want to, how many times have you guys been asked about a threesome?
Because
that's happened to me pretty early on. Like when I came out, they're okay, great. So you're bisexual, threesome? Threesome.
It, not taking into account the amount of threesomes I've actually had.
Thank you for saying that.
but the assumption that, into guys and girls, well, let's get it on. Yes. It's kind of no, the threesomes I've had have happened kind of organically and they've been with people that I've loved and trusted very much. And it's the whole thing about bisexuals all being sluts.
Right.
Look, I I'm a slut and I love it because I have a really high sex drive and I don't care, but it's be respectful for goodness sakes.
Bisexuals, this kind of idea that we're promiscuous, I mean, we can still have threesomes, but these things are generally organised and negotiated and generally with people we probably have pre-existing relationships or some sort of involvement. It's not a free-for-all.
It's not like bobbing for apples, guys. Come on.
I guess my thing, I haven't had a threesome. I'm going to just put it out there. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, it's okay.
I'm failing once again.
You don't have to.
We forgive you.
Thank you. But no, it is interesting to me that there is that kind of perception of promiscuity with us. Everyone has a different sex drive. You know, there are homosexual men and women who have very high sex drives and very low sex drives. There are bisexual people who have high sex drives and low sex drives. You know, there are some bi people who, like you guys, who enjoy being, who say, I'm a slut, and it's great, and that's awesome. And there's some people like me who are just like, that's cool. You know what's also cool? Video games.
Yeah, video games rock as well.
You know, I don't have a particularly high sex drive, so the fact that people are always, assuming I was going to be a very sexual person I was like, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I don't know what you're talking about.
I think there's that thing, and this comes particularly from the straight community, is that anybody who identifies as other than heterosexual, that we have a preoccupation with sex.
Yes.
Mm. They just have a preoccupation with thinking about our sex.
Well, exactly. Yes. It's like kind of none of your business, really. I am very fascinated by human sexuality because I think it says a lot about a human's personality. But that's not because I'm bisexual. It's just simply because I have a fascination for psychology. My life is not dictated by the amount of sex that I have.
I mean, it's such a good point, and I think it's something we're constantly fighting against, so that we can be seen more than just what we do in the bedroom with another person.
Because I think that's been an issue with the whole, like, you know, every queer and LGBT person.
Yeah.
All they kind of assigned to us was this idea of deviant sex.
Yes.
You know, deviant behaviour. Like,
I've had some very, very vanilla sex with women in my time. Very vanilla sex. And men. Yeah. Vanilla.
Yeah, but even if it, just moving away from the bedroom, there's something amazing about the male-female energy when I'm with women and I'm intimate with women, even emotionally and spiritually. There's something incredibly amazing about that I can't get from men. But on the other hand, the intensity that I experience when I'm with a guy, when we're sitting together, we might be cuddling each other and maybe talking about blokey things that we just kind of get because we're both blokes, you know, there's something pretty special about that also. And these things that get expressed with the people I'm involved with have nothing to do with sex.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's to do with, like, and I think bisexual people were attracted to different gendered aspects, maybe.
Yes.
Like, you know, the things that attract me to a lot of women are very different to the things that attract me to men, the things that attract me to non-binary people. Mm. They're all different things, but they are generally to do with gender, which I guess is what I see the difference between bisexuality and pansexuality, is that, you know, this idea that pansexual's gender isn't a factor.
Mm.
But for bisexuals, I think it is a factor in attraction.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.